David Trainer, president of New Constructs, is here. And at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And while a lot of people go to look at the things that might be their next great buy, we are looking for trouble. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone, everyone. This is where we talk with the experts from New Constructs about what they see happening in the market right now. And their view of what's happening in the market is different from pretty much everyone, because at New Constructs, it's a really interesting technology that allows them to evaluate securities from the bottom up, but not just the way everybody else goes, oh, I evaluate, you know, bottoms up company by company. No. They dig in at the footnotes level and work their way up. The result is that they believe they're going to get a true picture of the economics of the businesses that they evaluate. And so if something looks great at the surface level, but when they dig in and they find out it's not so good, that's going to be something that's dangerous. And conversely, well, you might have something where the surface level evaluation tells you this could be headed for trouble, where they say, no, this is the kind of thing you want to buy. If you want to learn more about how it works, check out the website. It's newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs, and they blog about all of their Danger Zone picks. So if you ever want more information than we can give you in this interview, go to the website, find the blog. You will get the information there. David Trainer, great to have you back on the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you very much.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
The tech sector, and specifically Teradata.
Teradata, TDC, and the tech sector. That's an interesting combination pick, David. Why the sector and the stock specifically now?
We've been doing this work on earnings distortion primarily because Harvard Business School and MIT Sloan studied our data and found that the earnings distortion factors that New Constructs is able to discern based on our superior collection of footnotes can actually drive alpha. Right, we've got pretty much all of the major quant firms, 8 out of the top 10 major quant firms are either already subscribing or in the process of testing this data. So we know it works. At the beginning of last week, we published a report looking at earnings distortion for a long idea. Right, we identified defensive sectors were the ones where earnings are most understated. Turns out that technology, after being one of the strongest sectors, you guys, I think you can probably remember, we've talked about how the tech sector has, from an economic earnings basis, looked better than all the other sectors for a long time. Well, that just switched recently. And all of a sudden now, we're seeing a ton of earnings distortion in the tech sector. So all these big companies that have typically just been super profitable, it's all of a sudden petered out. And this is just in the last quarter or so. And so we're sort of alarmed by this, and we're seeing something, you know, unique and different, again, especially when it comes to the tech sector. And Teradata is one that stands out kind of worse than the others.
So when you say it stands out worse than the others, help my audience understand what they'd be seeing elsewhere and then how big an outlier Teradata is.
Yeah, so what we're seeing across the tech sector is a disconnect between accounting earnings and earnings distortion. Really nothing this big on the sector since about 1999. So the overall sector is looking pretty bad. Teradata in particular is bad because it's not just, or dangerous, right? It's not just because it's also giving us a misleading signal in terms of cash flow and core earnings, but its valuation is awfully high as well.
How out of whack is that valuation? I mean, you always have a measure for us.
Yeah. I think the valuation is off. It's still got a long way to go, even if it's down 31% so far this year. To justify the current stock price, the company's got to grow its profits by 13% compounded annually for almost 15 years. That seems really optimistic, given that the company's NOPAT has declined by 60% over the last 12 months, trailing 12 months. Even if they can triple their current margins to 6%, which would be the best they've achieved since 2016, and grow by 10% annually for over a decade, the stock is only worth $17.
Wow. Wow. And, of course, the catalyst always the hardest thing to figure out. But is there a reason?
Earnings miss, just because earnings distortion is on the rise. The longer it's, the more extreme it gets and the longer it persists, the further they have to dig into their bag of tricks in order to keep the earnings, the reported earnings illusion going. So we're thinking an earnings miss is looking pretty likely here. And, and we think the stock could, it's happened recently and we think it's still going to happen because there's a disconnect.
I want to go back to something here. You talk about an earnings miss as a potential catalyst. So this was not just about Teradyne TDC. This was about the technology sector. And there are lots of reasons to see earnings misses. So can we kind of backtrack and extrapolate a little bit? If I own any technology stock and I see an earnings miss, it's not that it's automatically about the same things that we've got here in the Teradyne case. But should that be what I look for? In other words, if I've got somebody out there saying, well, you just put the technology sector in the danger zone with TDC as the poster child for why it's there, but I own some other technology stock. If they see an unexpected earnings miss, should they be looking for the same disconnects that you've got in Teradyne in whatever they own to see if they happen to have one of those other stocks that made you put technology in general in the danger zone?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a self-serving comment, but yeah, I mean, that's what the earnings distortion scorecard is for, and that's free, and it's highlighting, free on the internet for everyone to see where the most earnings distortion is for every company in the S&P 500. And, look, I mean, given that this technology has been vetted and featured by Harvard Business School and MIT Sloan, none of whom have a dog in the investing hunt, right? These are just academics. But if they've said, hey, this is material, it actually helps you pick stocks better. We've proven that the markets are inefficiently assessing earnings because no one else is looking at it. And again, it helps you pick stocks better. I think, quite frankly, I have to wonder, can people feel comfortable that they're fulfilling their fiduciary duties if they're not looking at earnings distortion? We're talking about a new technology providing incremental value-added data to the marketplace at free, in a lot of cases, a very low cost for our research in general. So if that's out there, how does it look if you're knowingly disregarding what we all know to be now a better data set? It's a bad look. especially if you're a fiduciary, it's potentially an illegal look.
Right.
I would say, why not take this into account? If you get high quality fundamental research, why would you not want to add that in, if for no other reason, just to give yourself a little bit of insurance that you've got stocks that maybe not just look good from a technical perspective, but also from a fundamental? At least know what kind of fundamental risk you're taking. No reason to turn a blind eye to fundamentals if you don't have to.
Absolutely. And we don't have to turn a blind eye. That's why we bring you in each week to help us sort out what is tricky and problematic from what is truly dangerous. And today in the danger zone, Teradyne TDC and the technology sector. David Trainer, thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure, Chuck. Glad to be with you.
That's David Trainer, everybody. He is president and founder of New Constructs. Online at newconstructs.com, on Twitter at New Constructs. And don't forget, you can always get more information on the danger zone picks by going to the website. We are heading for home on the Monday, December 9th edition of Money Life. So settle back and relax. There's much more to come right after this message.